praise the Lord and God bless you this evening and welcome to the Tabernacle Deliverance, inc.org. Oh, excuse me, the Tabernacle Deliverance, not inc.org. That's the church website. We were just having a technical issue and we thought we was live and we was not live. And we had to straighten that out. But listen, let me tell you this, that God is still in charge. God is still in control. He's still saving. He's still delivering and he's still making free. And I always say, and I want you to know that God loves you. And God cares about you every day. Amen. Regardless of the technical issue, sometimes the system not working properly, but we want you to know that God cares about you. He loves you and he's concerned about you every single day. So I'm just excited about what God is doing today. And listen, bow your heads for a moment. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you. I ask that you touch every liberal soul under the sound of my voice. Oh God, I ask you to meet every need in their lives today, God. Save, deliver, and make free. Break the yokes in their lives, oh God. Give them the victory in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, listen, you can go to our website, the Tabernacle Deliverance, inc.org. Leave a prayer request. Become a partner. Or also, leave a testimony. Or you can, those of you just watching this television broadcast, if you want to get the full service, you could also go to tabernaclepodcast.org. on our podcast and listen to the whole service, or you can visit our Twitter page or YouTube page, and you can get this the video. Just look for Tabernacle Deliverance or Pastor Bernard Wells, and you'll find our services there that are on YouTube and Twitter. Get your Bibles. Amen. We're talking about miracles tonight. Okay, let's go over the scripture. Chapter 11 of Deuteronomy and verse 3. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 3. Okay, and it says, and his miracles and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt unto Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and unto all his land. Let me read that again. And his miracles and his acts which he did in the midst of Egypt and unto Pharaoh and the king of Egypt and all his land. And listen, now this is when Moses and Aaron went into Egypt as God instructed Moses to do, to go bring the children of Israel out. Moses went in to show Pharaoh what God had to say, what God was going to do, and he performed different type of miracles. And for every little wacky miracle Pharaoh tried to do, God showed him who still was in charge, and he had all the power for all the miracles and everything else. And God performed his word daily with them. Now, one of the things that I would say is this, is that you got to remember who's in charge. You got to remember who's in charge on your job. You got to remember who's in charge in your home, and that's supposed to be God. God is the one that's supposed to be in charge in your home and on your job, regardless of the boss running around saying, I'm the boss and what I say goes. God has the last say in everything if you put him in your life. If you allow God to become part of your daily routine in your life, you'll see a difference. You will see a difference. You want to see miracles. One of the greatest miracles a man can obtain is salvation, eternal life. Why? Because we're so materialistic that we can't get eternal life anymore. Eternal life is just something that's beyond us. Even though we got all the space age stuff and a smartwatch, we got all kind of stuff. Amen. But if you look at that scripture, God showed his works, his miracles, his acts to the Pharaoh for a reason. Amen. To show him who was in charge. To show him, you know, I want to explain something to you. When you read that though, you also realize that Pharaoh had magicians and astrologers to try to perform miracles to outdo Moses. Did you understand that? He had all kind of things to try to sway the people that he was in charge and not God. But amen. God constantly shows him, I'm boss man. Amen. I have the last say. I make this thing work. I want my people to come out of Egypt. And that's just the bottom. That's just, you know what? God could have actually brought the people of Israel out on his own, simply without the help of Moses or anybody else. But God wanted God wanted Pharaoh to see what he's able to do. And that's where we make a mistake. We don't get to let to see God show us what he's able to do for us. We don't let him show us what he's capable of doing for us. We don't let him show us what he's capable of, how he's capable of making ways out of no ways. When there is no way. God can take, oh my goodness, God can make a way out of anything. God can change anything he wants, anytime he wants. That's why he's God and you're not.
Amen.
But God always desired, Father always desired to have a relationship with us. This is one of the things that God was trying to show Israel through all these different miracles. He wanted to see their involvement. He wanted to see what he could do for them. He wanted to show them. And he can make ways, break yokes, bring deliverance. But because they were so bad, oh my goodness, they were so rebellious. What happened? It got to the point that he knew that they wouldn't listen to him. So he just told them and said, Moses, tell them for me. I'm going to let them wander around in the wilderness for 40 years. And I'm going to let all of them just die off, except Cal. And Gideon. God allows us to go through these things. The spies that were sent into the promised land were the only ones that made it in. All those other people died because, first of all, they lived in unbelief. So regardless of whatever miracles God did when they were out in the wilderness, it didn't matter because, oh my goodness, he had a fire to show, stay lighted before them constantly. Whatever God did, it didn't matter. They lived in a world of unbelief. They wanted to go back to Egypt. They was more interested in going back to Egypt than serving God. They was more focused in going back to Egypt where they were being terrorized. They were being mistreated. And I found something about people. When people get used to something, they're happy in it. When people get used to it, I'm serious. Do you know that a lot of women that stay outside their marriage and they're getting beat up left and right? They get so used to it, they're happy in the pain. Did you hear that? They're happy in the pain. Oh, they want to come out of it, but they're happy there. Because they're so used to getting beat up by their husbands. Coming outside, they're not capable of functioning properly. And that was the case with Israel. Israel was in the case where they did not listen to God under no regardless of what God said. They wouldn't listen. They didn't want to hear what God had to say. So God let them die in the wilderness. That's amazing. He brings them out and they let them die in the wilderness because he couldn't do nothing with them. They couldn't let them go in the promised land. They were going to tear that up. Oh, that's another story right there. Let's move on. We're talking about miracles today. Let's go to Exodus chapter 7. Exodus chapter 7. And let's talk a little more about miracles. Exodus chapter 7 and verse 9. Listen to this. When Pharaoh shall speak unto you, saying, show me a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. Let me read it again. Listen to this. And when Pharaoh shall speak unto you, say, show me a miracle for you, then thou shalt say unto Aaron, take thy rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and it shall become a serpent. Now let's check this out. Pharaoh wanted to see some miracles. The Lord already knew he was going to ask, so he asked. So Aaron threw that rod before him, and it became a serpent. Now listen to this. Pharaoh those magicians and astrologers also made serpents. You want to hear the best part about it? What happened was the serpent that Aaron made ate up those serpents. You ain't outdoing God. That's never going to happen. And this is what God tried to show us today. You're not going to outdo God. Somebody may pronounce judgment on you. Somebody may say you're going to lose your home. You're going to do this. But if God spoke, God can perform his word. If God said, I'm going to help you keep your home. I'm going to help you keep your home, your car. God will perform if God spoke. The thing about God, folks, is that he cannot err. He cannot lie. He's not like us. Amen. God isn't like us where we go off key and lock it all crazy. God, don't do that. The living God don't go off key and he'll act crazy. Don't do that. God said, if I said it, I'll do it. If I spoke it, I'll bring it to pass. God's going to perform his word. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care how hard they try. You can't stop God. Oftentimes, people get lost because they don't follow God's instructions. Amen. And when you don't follow God's instructions, you're going to have issues all the time. You're always going to have problems. You're always going to have situations you have to deal with unnecessarily when you don't listen to God's instructions. Aaron's instructions was to take that rod and put it before Pharaoh and let it turn into a serpent. Now Aaron said, I'm not doing that. Aaron would have lost out with God for sure. Right then and there. You got to be careful. When God give an order, you got to follow him. Let's move on. Let's go to John chapter 2. Let's go to John chapter 2. We're talking about miracles today. John chapter 2. And verse 23. And it reads as follows. Listen to this. And now when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover in the feast day, many believed in his name. And when they saw the miracles he did. Let me read that again. And when he was in Jerusalem, we talk about Jesus Christ, at the Passover, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw miracles which he did. No miracles, no belief. Now, I want to bring this out. Jesus Christ was actually amongst them, not like today. Not like today. He's not walking around. He's not walking around with everybody. But they had Jesus Christ right there with them. Amen. The Lord of glory was present with them. He was right there talking with them, ate with them, prayed along with them, and taught them how to pray at times. But the scripture here says, verse 23, of chapter 2 where John says, and when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, and when the first day, in the feast day, many believed in his name when they saw a miracle. They only believed in him because of his miracle. They didn't believe him because of who he was. Do you know people become part of the miracle or ministry only because they see miracles going on? Other than that, they're nothing. They don't believe nothing. They don't want to be a part of nothing. These people had Christ Jesus right there amongst them. Oh, my goodness. There, the living waters, the bread of life right there. The great I am, son, right there. Right in front of them. Amen. But they only believed in his name because of what they seen him do. If he just talked to them about the word of God, if he just talked to them about that he was the son of God, they wouldn't have believed him. They wouldn't have believed in his name. These people today are based off eyesight, and that's how it is today. Oh my God. Back then they were based off eyesight, and that's the same thing today. I see it when I believe it when I see it. That's not faith. That's presumption. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, and evidence not of things not seen. When you're going to God for a miracle, you're going in faith.
Amen.
You're not going by what you see. The doctor's giving you up the dead, and they telling you, say, you need a miracle. You're not going by what you see. You're going by what faith in God that he's going to perform it.
Amen.
That's, oh my goodness. Miracles. People want miracles, but you got to have faith in God for it. A lot of people don't know about the rainbow in the sky. A lot of people, I'm serious. That's serious. You think everybody know what the rainbow means? They don't. They say, oh, look at that pretty rainbow up there. But they don't know what it means. It means that it was a covenant made with God and every living creature on earth. Some people say God made a covenant with man. We got that. That is not what the scriptures say. The scripture don't say that. It says that God made a covenant with every living creature, whether with everything that breathes, and whether it's trees, whether it's lions, whether it's tigers, whatever. God made a covenant with every one of them, including man, that he would never destroy the earth with water again. That's why you see the rainbow. And it reminds God of his covenant that he made. It wasn't just made to man. He made it to every living creature. That's the scripture. See, you got to tell the scripture the way it is, not the way you want it to be said. So the scripture tells us here in John chapter 2, verse 23, that these people only believed in his miracles. And that's today. They don't see no miracles. They're not believing. Well, the funny part about this whole thing is it's not going to change the fact that God's word is already settled in heaven, and there's nothing nobody can do about it.
Amen.
God's word is already settled in heaven, and there's nothing no one can do about it. Not a thing. There's nothing nobody could do that the word of God is already settled in heaven. It's not changing. He say, I'm the Lord thy God that changes not. He don't change. We do. We get gray, get bald, and all this other stuff, but God don't change. God ain't some guy walking around trying to get by. He ain't trying to get by. He's moving by. That's why he told Moses, I'm going to put you in a rock and I'm going to pass by you. God don't change. He's a self-existing God. We're not self-existent. We're eternal beings, but we're not self-existent. So if we don't live right, we'll be lost. If we live right, we go on to glory.
Amen.
Let's move on. But it's just unique when you look at this verse that the people in this verse here did not believe on God based off his word, only miracles. Okay, let's go to Mark chapter 6. Oh, excuse me. Let's go to Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. And it reads as follows. Listen to this. Listen to what the scripture says. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know. Let me read it again. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles, wonders, and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves also know. I keep telling people. I tell people this all the time. Jesus never talked about himself. Preachers talk about what they're going to do and blah, blah, blah. All these people talk about what they're going to do, blah, blah, blah. Jesus said, I only do one thing. I only do and say what I seen and heard my father do in the scripture, saying it right there. Jesus only did what his father had him do.
Amen.
Any miracle Jesus did it because his father already did it somewhere else. Oh, yeah, that's in there. Jesus said in another part of the scripture, I only do and say what I seen and heard my father do. Jesus didn't come here to talk about himself. He wasn't here glorifying himself. He was glorifying his father. And his father glorified him. Jesus didn't come here to talk about himself. He wasn't come here bragging about himself. He wasn't coming to talk about he's going to have some gigantic cathedral here. He didn't talk about he's going to buy a Maccabee or whatever great vehicle they had back then with the horse and buggy. He didn't talk about that. He said, I come that you might have life. And you might have it more abundantly. And he wasn't talking about no car. Did you hear me? He wasn't talking about the latest car. Nor the latest smartphone.
Amen.
People today got this all backwards. People think that miracles are based on you getting $10,000. A miracle takes place and you find $50,000 in your checking account. Or it's a miracle that somehow, some way, you got a house. But you won't live nothing before God. Are you happy about that? I'd be terrified if God performed a miracle for me and I don't live for him. I'd be scared to death because he's going to hold me accountable for that miracle. You got to be careful.
Amen.
The greatest miracle that anyone can receive is that of salvation in Jesus Christ, because that is a miracle and it's by faith. Oh, y'all ain't with me today. Amen. You don't see Jesus Christ with your natural eyes right off the bat. But you see him in faith and you accept him as your personal savior. Ask him to forgive you of your sin. By faith.
Amen.
Remember the scripture says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that have not been seen yet. You step out in faith. When they have altar calls, you step out in faith and you go forward. I'm talking about when you're seriously going up to the altar to get saved. No, you don't have to just get saved in the altar. You could get saved at the end of this broadcast. Ooh, you get saved right now. But the whole thing here is, folks, Jesus, the Son of the living God, only did what he seen and heard his father do. And this scripture backs it up again. It says in verse 22, ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, the man approved of God amongst you by miracles and wonders and signs, which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourselves know. But people want to do what they want to do, and then look to God to perform miracles. You want to drink yourself half to death and then want God to perform a miracle in your life. You shoot drugs. And you do all kinds of stuff. But God said, I am the Lord thy God. I change. Now, he don't change. He ain't like us. He don't go off key. He don't go off spaced off. Let's move on. Miracles. All right, let's go to John chapter 6. John chapter 6 and verse 26. And it says as follows. Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves that were filled. Let me read it again. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye see miracles, but because ye did eat the loaves and ye were filled. That sounds familiar. People only serve God based off their belly being filled. As long as God provides food for me, I'm going to serve him. As long as God feeds me, I'm going to serve him. That's us. We're the type of people, we're only going to serve God and our gut is filled. And that's how a lot of preachers are.
Amen.
They're only about filling their guts. They're only about making me belly fatter, sitting out eating them juicy steaks and all that. They're only, that's all they're interested. They ain't interested in their souls, be saved. They ain't interested in filling their dollars in their pockets so they can fill their bellies. And you better bring them that food where they want it. You got to understand something. You got to get God, God's way, not your way. People only serve God to fill their gut.
Amen.
Outside it, they won't serve him. They will not serve God on no terms. They won't obey him. They won't do nothing God say. Let me pray for the people watching the broadcast now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I touch every liberal soul that's watching this television broadcast right now. I ask you to break every yoke in their life, meet the needs in their life, save them right now. Save those that need to be saved. Oh, God, touch them right now in Jesus' name. Amen. That's it, neighbor. Believe God. God will come into your life. He'll bring deliverance. He'll break yokes in your life in Jesus' name. All right, let's move on. So the scripture says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves of bread. Only because they ate.
Amen.
That's something else. You know, if you ever notice, if you go to a church, when they have some kind of festivities or banquet or something, you notice people come. And you notice they eat up everything. They eat everything they get their hands on.
Amen.
And it's so funny. Church folks love to eat. And they love to eat back in that day. Miracles happen in the people's lives when they get in tune with God. The funny thing about this story here is when you look at this verse, you realize that these people were only concerned about the food, the loaves of bread that was there.
Amen.
They wasn't concerned about nothing else. They wasn't concerned about their eternal salvation. They wasn't concerned about that. They was concerned that God gave them bread. Just like when back in the old day, when God was giving them manna for heaven, they was lusting after more. And they ain't even finished eating what they had.
That's how we are. We want God to give us this, and we want God to give us this.
It's like a nonstop thing. Today, during this outbreak pandemic all over the world, you would think people, in the midst of all this stuff going on, you would think people would be calling and seeking after God. They're calling after more money, more food, and everything else. They ain't thinking about God.
Amen.
They're not thinking about God. In a political climate, they're not thinking about God. They're thinking about their party.
They're not thinking about you.
They're not thinking about you. The churches today, the pastors are not thinking about you. They're thinking about getting back in their building so they can get more money from you. It's a mess. We must walk with God in honesty and in integrity. These people only served the Lord for what they could get. And they were happy about what they could get. They didn't care about eternal life. They wasn't interested in that.
Amen.
They wasn't interested in eternal life. They were interested in getting bread. When they had the bread of life right there, that's amazing. That is amazing. God, oh my goodness. I don't understand what was with these people. Those people are crazy in my book. You had the bread of life right there. He performed miracles. Oh, he just spoke it and it happened. And they still did not believe.
Let's move on. Let's go to Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6. Mark chapter 6 and verse 52. Listen to this. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart were hardened. That's why. Did you hear me? Amen. The scripture says there, Mark chapter 6, verse 52, it said, for they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their hearts were hardened. You see, when a heart is hot, it can't receive nothing.
Amen.
God has to soften the heart. But the thing here was, the miracle of the loaf, the bread, did not faze the people. They ate the loaf. But they didn't consider the loaves. That's wow. You eating the bread yourself, and you don't consider it. That's crazy. But that's what happened. Why? That miracle meant nothing to them because their heart was hardened. And that's today. I don't care what miracle you do for some people, they're not. But they do that because their hearts are hot. When a person's heart is hot, you're wasting your breath talking to them, but you still got to tell them the truth. But you're wasting your breath. They're not going to respond. They're not going to do right. I'm telling you, you could talk to that person till your hair turned purple. That person is not going to do right if their heart is hot. People want to know about why there's so many racists and all this racist stuff. Because people hard at heart in racism. Amen. It takes God to soften that heart.
Yes.
It takes God to revive that heart. Because it's a dead black heart. Those people hard with heart and they went, how can nothing God? Oh my goodness. They wanted the bread. People come to church looking for the blessing. And the miracles, they don't care about God. They don't care about eternal life. Give me the blessings and the miracles now. I don't want to hear nothing about being saved. That's the state we're in. I don't want to hear nothing about you got to live holy. I don't want to hear nothing that you got to be righteous. I don't want to hear nothing about I got to treat people right. I don't want to hear that. Give me the miracles and the blessings now. I don't want to hear nothing. That's how we are. That's the state of mind we are today. I don't want to hear nothing. I just want my miracle. I gave the church my money. I want my miracle. I want my blessing. I gave the church $500. I want to see my money back. They don't want to see no miracles. Not real. Real miracle is salvation, eternal life. Every other miracle is temporal. Just for a little bit. This scripture here, Mark 6 and 52, sums it up. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened. I don't care what you said to them. I don't care what Jesus said to them. Their heart was hard, and they wasn't going to respond.
Amen.
And he knew it. But the difference with Jesus was he was smart. Well, that's what I like about him. He was smart. He knew their heart was hardened. He already knew it. He knew that they wasn't gonna bend, no, regardless of what he said. He knew some of them was gonna be there when he was crucified and say, hey, him, crucify him. That's right. If you had a Christ, come off that cross. That's right. That's the same way people are today. You're a man of God. Make this happen. I ain't making nothing happen. Oh, yeah. Men of God have power with God. Oh, yeah. Real men of God. Oh, we can speak the word and God will do great things.
But we all of us know, real men and women of God know, we can call all the miracles we want. That's not going to change your mind to get right with God. You have to want to get right with God. You have to want to be saved yourself.
Amen.
You have to want to come out of your sins. You have to want God to save you. Amen. That's a miracle. Here's a man that's been a mobster all his life, murdering people, whatever the case. And one day he heard this gospel of Jesus Christ in the reality and form of the word. That man repented of his sins. Give his life to the Lord. And wind up in eternal life. Oh, he'll pay for his crimes. Of course, of course, of course. As you all know, I like to drink water. Water plays a big part in humans' lives. I don't serve God for the water. I serve the God that created the water.
Amen.
That's the best part. I could get me water because I serve the God that created the water. And this earth is mostly water. I serve the God that created the water. Let's move on. Let's go to John chapter 2. John chapter 2 and verse 11. John chapter 2, verse 11. Listen to this. John chapter 2, verse 11. This is the beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Listen to this. This is the beginning of the miracle Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Miracle. A lot of times, there's least miracles done because of unbelief. Did you hear me? The least miracles are done when there are mostly unbelief. Your fellowship with God has everything to do with your faith in God. The Bible says that we have faith that the grain of a mustard seed, we can move mountains, we can do all kinds of things. But you have to have it. The Bible says God has given every man a measure of faith. He has to know he has it. He has to activate it. He has to act on it. Jesus was manifested before them, and his disciples believed in him. Thomas, however, another story. Thomas wouldn't believe that Christ rose unless he touched his hand, side, and his feet. Unless he touched his side where it was wounded, and his hands with a nail print, he wasn't going to believe. And that's how a lot of people are. They only go by what they see. Jesus manifested himself, and his disciples believed in him.
Amen.
Today, we move 100% by faith. We allow God to reveal himself to us daily. We allow God to cultivate us in faith before him. By faith, we walk with God. We expect God, when we get in our car, to protect us on the highway and byway. But I want to tell you something. Every person has to get in tune with God for themselves.
Amen.
Every man must be born again. Every man must accept Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Every man. That's something. The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. There ain't none righteous. No, not. No, we got to get right with God and stay right with God.
looking for miracles.
Look at the miracles will not give you eternal life. You got to be careful with that. There's people that will run the church to church to church to church looking for miracles. Yeah, it ain't gonna work like that.
There's a miracle with your name on, I'm sure there is. For you. This scripture is interesting. Because it says, it tells us here, in the beginning of the miracles Jesus did in Cana of Galilee, and manifested himself forth, his glory. When the glory of the Lord is revealed to us, we'll respond. But God's glory is not going to be revealed to us in your way. We got to get ourselves in line with God's word. You must be born again. You must repent of your sin. I don't know, I keep saying it. You must be born again. You must repent of your sin. You got to get in line with God's word. These messages I preach on Sunday are simple, silly messages. But it's the truth of God's word that you must be born again. You must come out of your sins. You must repent. You're not going to get eternal life any other way, not in Jesus Christ. Amen. Heaven will never be your home without you repenting of your sins and accepting Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Let's move on. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 28. Oh, was it 29? Hold on. Verse 29, I believe it is. Verse 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 29 says, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? The answer is no. Everybody can't be the same thing. Everybody can be an apostle. Everybody can be a teacher. Everybody can be a prophet. Everybody can be a worker of miracles. Listen to this. A worker of a miracles is a person with the gift of miracles. They have the gift of miracles. Believing God for a miracle and being a person with the gift of miracles are two different things. Some people have the gift of miracles and some don't. Some people have the gift of miracles. Some people have the gift of this. Some people have the gift. Not everybody. But everybody can believe God for a miracle in their life. There's some people that just have the gift of miracles and they just perform miracles, but they better live right. They better walk before God in the land that I live in. They better obey God. They better seek after God's righteousness, just like everybody else. Because the Bible says, gifts and calling come without repentance. So then getting you into heaven without you repenting. But the scripture said, are all apostles? No. And a lot of these people running around calling them apostles are liars. They got dirt to back it up. What do I mean by dirt? I'm not talking about church buildings. Not anybody can do that today. Anybody can do that. They're twisting everything up. Apostles are called for a specific person at a distinct time to do a specific job. They are called and set aside by God. These guys run around calling themselves apostles have been found to be liars. They got no special power from God. They got nothing to offer the church but get the gab and give me your money. I ain't afraid to tell her. Ha ha ha. True apostleship shows itself in righteousness and is shown in righteousness. It affects the church for growth and instruction and correction. That's true apostleship. The rest of that stuff is garbage and trash. Everybody running around calling themselves an apostle today, 90% of them are liars. This Bible don't change. Man changes. The word of God never changes. Heaven and earth is going to pass away, and God's word is going to stay the same. It's not changing for me. It's not changing for you. It's not changing for Bishop Dubai and Apostle Wuba. It ain't changing for nobody. Yes, and calling comes without repentance. So the scripture says, verse 29 of chapter 12 of 1 Corinthians, are all apostles, are all prophets? Well, today, everybody's a prophet. I'm Brother So-and-so, and God spoke to me. Just give me $500 and I'll prophesy you. A lying.
Amen.
They're lying to you, brother. God's gospel is free. Prophecies don't cost a dime. Did you hear me? Prophecies don't cost a penny. They're prophecies. Those guys are liars and criminals suckering you for your dollar. I heard about one preacher was saying that he wanted y'all to give him your stimulus check. Give it to the church. Give it to the church. Be wise. Don't give the church all your money. What's wrong with you? You want to bless the ministry? Bless the ministry. But be wise. Pay your tithes and offering or whatever. But don't give the church all your money. What's wrong with you? I'm a preacher. I'm telling you, don't give the church all your money. Don't be foolish. Then what you going to have? Don't be like the dumb five virgins. I don't know about you folks today. But the scripture tells us everybody's not called to be an apostle. Everybody's not called to be a prophet. Everybody's not called to be a teacher. Amen. Everybody's not called to work miracles.
Amen.
You got to find where you belong in the ministry. You got to find out where you belong in the kingdom of God. You need to get in God's word. That's why you need to get saved, not religious. Going to seminaries and all these Bible schools are fine, but it don't equal eternal life. It don't equal a call from God. It simply equal that you went to Bible school or Amen. Seminary. It's true. It sounds funny, but it's true. You got your THD, DDS, or whatever you want, a QB, I always make jokes. You got a QBT, or whatever. It don't make you dirt. You just got a piece of paper said you went to school. You must be called and anointed and chosen by God to do his will. To effectively do God's will. Because a lot of people are used by God and don't know it. We're getting that another day. But this scripture here tells us that everybody's not called to be a teacher and apostle. But everybody got a broadcast. I'm Pastor So-and-so, and today I'll be teaching on this. I'm Bishop So-and-so.
I'm Lady Lalabelle.
Whoa, please, they drive you crazy. They got us made broadcast. God has never changed. He's still holy. He said, be holy for I am holy. They don't talk about that because they don't know that. They can't teach you what they don't know. They can't teach you about righteousness. They don't know righteousness. They don't live righteous. Can't teach you about that. Let's move on. Let's go to Revelation chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16. And verse 14. Listen to this. For they are spirits of devils, working miracles which go forth unto the kings of the earth and unto the whole world to gather them to battle. A battle of the great day of the Almighty, God Almighty. I'll read it again. For they are spirits of devil working miracles, which do go forth unto the kings of the earth and unto the whole world to gather them to battle of the great day of God Almighty. You better get right now.
You better get right with God now, because this is going to happen. Them demons are going to do miracles. And they got a lot of false prophets out there now that be doing fake miracles. Because it's to deceive you. Beloved, you got to be born again. You got to be godly. You got to be righteous. People run around doing miracles, the so-called fake miracles, but deception of purposes to deceive you. And that's what's going to happen during the time of the tribulation. That's what they're going to deceive people like water. Just like I drink water here, people are going to be deceived. Why? Because they won't listen. People are deceived. You know, everybody know the story of Jim Jones. Those people was deceived because they wouldn't follow the truth. Because the Bible tells you that God doesn't have no coat. God tells us right off the bat that he ain't got no coat nowhere. And man is not above him. You got to get into the Bible for yourself. Read this word of God for yourself and ask God to open your understanding. People that follow Jim Jones died because they followed him, not God. Amen. You got to understand the difference. Following a pastor for leadership is one thing, but when you start following them above God, you got problems. They surely going to deceive you. And that's what the scripture is talking about. Them demons are going to be around. The spiritual demons are going to be around deceiving people. They're going to be doing miracles for deceptional purposes.
Amen.
And then you have a lot of demon possessed people doing that today. You got to get your life in line with God's word. You must be born again. Something we got to do. We want eternal life. We want to go to heaven. Oh, it sounds so nice going to heaven, but you got to live for it. You got to live. Listen, heaven is a prepared place for prepared people. You got to live like you going there.
Amen.
Not going to happen no other way. You have to live like you're going to heaven. You got to live like you're already a part of heaven. And the way to do that is through salvation, eternal life. Miracles, they still happen. Miracles Amen. Still happen.
Amen.
As I said before, the greatest miracle any of us could ever receive is eternal life and salvation with Jesus Christ, our Lord. Getting religious, going to a church, has no saving power. It has religious power. I could join any organization I want. I could go join a Baptist organization. I could do anything I want. It don't equal eternal life. Eternal life is eternal life. Joining an organization is joining an organization. If there's anybody that don't know the Lord that's watching this broadcast today, wherever you may be, let us pray a sinner's prayer and repent and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's free. It don't cost you nothing. Bow your head and repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to come into my heart to be my Lord and my personal Savior. I ask you, Lord, to save me now. Wash me in your precious blood and give me to know that my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I thank you for saving me, Lord. I praise you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. It's just a simple prayer. If you believe it, beloved, you'll receive salvation. Amen. You will receive eternal life. That's simple. You can also become part of our Bible study. We have Bible study here on Wednesday night at 8 p.m. You can come and we're live. After the 31st, we'll no longer be on Periscope because they're shutting that part down. But through live broadcasting, so we'll be doing still be streaming live on Twitter and on YouTube. And right now, we are on the Daily Gospel Network on Tuesday nights on Roku, Amazon Fire, and Apple TV on Tuesday nights at 10 o'clock. So you could come and watch the broadcast, or you could come and watch our live Bible study on Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. But I want you to understand something. You could also go to our website at the Tabernacle of Deliverance, inc.org, leave a prayer request, leave a testimony, and you could go to our partner page and become a partner also. So that's something else you could do. And you could also pick up our Wednesday night Bible study lesson sheet by clicking on online services and click on Wisdom for Life and scroll down for whatever day the Bible study is. We post it on normally Tuesday evenings for the, that week Bible study. Until Wednesday night of Bible study, stay focused and walk with God and be righteous.